Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fallon in Providence. This is Rhode Island Public Radio. It remains unclear why federal education officials have launched an investigation into Brown University's handling of a sexual assault complaint. What is clear is that Brown is one of dozens of universities currently facing questions about how they handle sexual violence on their campuses. For more about how this is playing out at Brown, I'm joined by Rhode Island Public Radio education reporter Elizabeth Harrison.
Federal officials and Brown officials are not saying what case led to this investigation, but it involves the question of whether a student's civil rights were violated. Brown student Lena Sklove filed a complaint earlier this year with the Federal Department of Education. She's been speaking out about her experience at Brown. She says she felt unsafe at Brown during the disciplinary hearing process because her alleged attacker was allowed to remain on campus. She's also complained the other student was going to be allowed to return to Brown while she herself was still a student. The other student later decided not to re-enroll at Brown.
And now that other student has come forward also.
That's right. The male student in this case, Daniel Copin, through his attorney, sent a strongly worded letter to the Federal Department of Education. The letter alleges that Sklove has changed her story repeatedly, escalating her allegations over time. And Copin completely denies that he raped her. Federal education officials are not saying this case is the reason for their investigation, but they did say they've handled only one case involving sexual assault at Brown since 2009, and it is the case currently under review.
This case seems to underscore the difficulty universities face when there are allegations of sexual assault, and Brown is not alone facing a federal investigation.
There are currently 68 other universities under investigation. They include Harvard and Boston University and the University of Connecticut, which just announced it's spending more than $1 million to settle the investigation. Now, we should be clear that just because federal officials decide to investigate a complaint does not mean there's evidence of wrongdoing.
Rhode Island Public Radio education reporter Elizabeth Harrison, thanks for the update.